We're going to shift into a discussion for the rest of this discussion of metastatic breast cancer and the HER2-negative situation, which I find tremendous controversy and questions in oncologists in practice. But before we do that, I want to ask Antonio to briefly present a patient.
So this is a case that I'm actually still living through as she's being triggered by me right now, and I'm still trying to digest all that has been happening with her. This is a woman who was premenopausal, late 40s, who in mid-2006 presented with a 1.5 centimeter or so tumor, which was triple negative, ERPR and HER2 negative, with the slide subsequently reviewed and the IHC confirmed at Hopkins. And she had a mastectomy, and the sentinel node had one node with microscopic nodal disease. She had an axillary dissection, and there was no additional nodal involvement. So T1C and zero microscopic ERPR, HER2 negative. At that time, in July of 2006, I felt that the most she would potentially be a prime candidate for an AC / taxane combination, and this would be the kind of patient that you would expect to derive the greatest benefit from dose dense therapy. So I gave her dose dense AC followed by paclitaxel, and she finished treatment in December of 2006, and she did quite well. She had some peripheral neuropathy with paclitaxel to the extent that we decided to stop after three cycles. She missed the last dose of paclitaxel. She reached grade 2 toxicity, but within 2 or 3 months, she essentially recovered to grade 0.
Can you talk a little bit more about the woman and her family life?
So this is a woman who is very busy, like most women nowadays are, whether they work outside of the home or not. She worked as a school counselor for the county school system, and she continues to work for that, and with 2 teenage children at home. And so I think it was incredibly, she was very anxious about
it.
She has a very supportive spouse who was present at all the meetings and someone who was very anxious. She had some understanding about the poor prognosis of patients with triple negative disease and the fact that we did not have, quote unquote, a specific targeted therapy to give.
And I mean, based on her nodal status and tumor size, not necessarily huge cause for alarm, but can you explain what happened?
Yeah, so I was actually very hopeful that because she had a T1 lesion, she had only microscopic nodal involvement in one lymph node, that things were going to go well. And she unfortunately did not do well. And it reminds me when we started doing the adjuvant taxane trials in the 1990s, and I started seeing patients relapsing and crashing and burning after having received adjuvant taxane. She finished her treatment in December of 2006. 6 months later, she presents with, for about a month, with some sternal discomfort, and then she finally comes to the office. She was in anasarca. She had a huge liver, several centimeters below the costal margin. She had ascites, significant edema in the lower extremities, and the pain in the sternal area. This happened within 3 weeks. When we imaged her, she had massive replacement of the liver, and she had also bone disease involving the sternum alone. At that moment, I had a discussion with her about whether we should go ahead and do a liver biopsy to try to find out, are we really indeed dealing with breast cancer at this moment? And if so, have things changed? Are we dealing with a different clone of the disease now? Is this disease now HER2 positive, what have you? And she almost went on a clinical trial, the TBCRC01 study that Lisa Carey presented at San Antonio just recently, and that would have asked for a liver biopsy, but ultimately she wasn't eligible because she had borderline elevation of transaminases. And at that moment, 6 months after finishing adjuvant dose dense AC paclitaxel, I had to make a treatment decision.